You see, the virus only can kill the flesh. That's it, nothing more. But the most dangerous virus in the world, it is a sin. When you sin against God, the wages of sin is death. This is the most dangerous virus, sin. People are running away from coronavirus, are running away from the streets, staying in their houses, because they are scared to die. But they are not scared to sin. You should be scared to sin against God. You should fear God, not the virus. My dear friends, it is time to wake up and think about your destiny. Where are you going to spend eternity? Heaven or hell? You should fear to sin against God, not to fear the coronavirus. You should fear God and obey His commandments. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A man who is wise is a man who fears God. Hallelujah. My friends, Apostle Paul declared, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, adulterers, abusers of themselves, sodomites, not thieves, not covetous, not drunkards, not extortioners, the kingdom of God. This is the sin that people commit. Adulteries, fornicators, sex outside marriage, which is called fornication. This is the sin that people commit, and this is the most dangerous violence in the world. Because the wages of sin is there. When you read Revelation 21, verse 8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immorals, torturers, adulterers, and all liars, are held their heart and their lake, which burns in fire and brings forth, which is the second death. And then, you should fear God, not coronavirus. You should fear against God. Run away from sin. Don't run away from the violence, with the flesh, but cannot kill the soul. Run away from sin, because sin can destroy and bring your soul to hell. The Proverbs declared in Solomon, we read the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. Whenever commit adultery with a woman, that's understanding. He, God, shall destroy his own soul. When you go to chapter 7, Proverbs, he says, I saw among the simple, and perceived among the youth, a young man, devoted of understanding, passing along the street, near the corner, and he took the path of the house, in the evening, in the evening, in the black and dark night. There, a woman made him with an asking of the and trapped in the house. So was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home with her quick speech. She caused him to kneel with her flattering lips. She seduced him. Immediately, he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool in the collection of the stocks, till an arrow struck silver, as a bird hastening to the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray from your plan to her path. Her house is the way to hell. It's the way to hell, descending to the path of death. My friend, it's a sin of adultery, of fornication, that bring your soul to hell. You should fear and you shall run away from sin, not from coronavirus. You should run away from sin.